over the weekend, you had Bernie Sanders having one of his celebrity, not fundraiser, rally, whatever the hell you would call those things. Poor Bernie. He doesn't really have the good celebrities. Like Monica. That's how my head's racing with Lewinsky. Oh, man. Hillary has the good celebrities. I mean, she's got the Cloonies. Like, come on. You Clooney. Forget about it. You got Clooney raising hundreds of thousands of dollars a plate. All right? And Bernie's got Rosario Dawson. but Rosario Dawson, she's got the steam, my friends. She's got the burn. So in Wilmington, Delaware, Rosario Dawson, when she was introducing Bernie, she got up there and she's firing up the crowd and she said, "We are literally under attack for not just supporting the other candidate, but now I am with Monica Lewinsky with this. Bullying is bad." And she's dedicated her life now to talking about that. And now as a campaign strategy, we are being bullied, and somehow that is okay and not being talked about with the richness that it needs to be. Wow. Wow. Rosario Dawson. Wow. She's pulling out the mon, and then she introduced Bernie Sanders, and then Bernie Sanders came up on stage. Imagine you're Bernie Sanders, you're in the back, you're waiting to go on, and you hear somebody say, "We stand with Monica Lewinsky." You know Bernie Sanders had to go, "Oh, no. Oh, jeez." Oh, no. I'm telling you what's going on with Bernie and Hillary is really what's happening with the Trump, Cruz, and not so much, again, Kasich is he's really the guy in the corner, right? He's the guy that's in the corner. So, let's just stick him in the corner. But it's really the Cruz and Trump people. Because I'm telling you, and I've said this before, I'm a never Cruz guy. I'm a never Cruz guy. I'm only a never Cruz guy because of the never Trump and Cruz people who have said months ago they will never, ever support Trump. So the minute they said that, the minute they played that game, I said, well, two could play at that. Two could play at that. So I'm a never, ever Cruz guy. I'm a never, ever Kasich guy. I'm a never, ever GOP establishment guy. And that's what's starting to happen with Hillary and Crazy Bernie. That's what you are starting to see people that are for Bernie that are basically saying never Hillary. Now, the Democrats want to downplay it. Remember, the media is Democrats, and the Democrats are Democrats, and they're going to downplay everything. They downplay having to run against Trump. And what I mean by that is they play that, oh, Trump, he's going to be easy to beat. He's, oh, look at his negatives. Oh, this is nothing. This is slam dunk. Forget about it. Slam dunk. So they downplay that. They downplay the friction with the Bernie supporters and the Hillary support. Oh, but at the end of the day, Bernie's going to campaign for Hillary, and all of his people will be Hillary people, and it'll be harmony, and everybody's going to sing Kumbaya and eat some Ben and Jerry's ice cream. So they downplay that friction. But let me tell you something. There's friction there. And it's starting to bubble up. When you're hearing Democrats, when you're hearing a Rosario Dawson, and they're whipping out the Monica Lewinsky card, you know there's some heat. You know there's some anger. You know there's something percolating. And what you're starting to hear, what you're starting to hear grumblings of, is a never Hillary. You're starting to hear Bernie people saying, if Bernie loses the nomination, if he gets screwed out of the nomination, it's a never Hillary vote. Rather, it's a not show up at the polls for Hillary, or it's an active movement to vote Republican so Hillary doesn't win because she did Bernie Sanders dirty. You're starting to hear that. You're starting to hear that. That's real, ladies and gentlemen. That is real. And it's starting to scare the hell out of the Democrats. They're not going to talk about it on Rachel Maddow's show. They're not going to talk about it on Lawrence O'Donnell's show. They're not going to talk about it in the open. That's the type of stuff that goes on at the big luncheons, them big $1,000 for three people luncheons. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. Because they know they will lose. They will, just imagine, all it takes, is for 5%. 5% of the Democrats to take up a never Hillary movement. And it's over. It's over. That's why it's so, seriously, that's why it's so effed up with what the Republican establishment is doing to Donald Trump, because he is their best shot. He is their best shot. And everything is falling in place. Everything is falling in place. And the establishment is just effing it up, man. They are just effing it up. Just literally effing it up. It really is amazing. It's amazing. You have this division with Bernie and Hillary. Even though the Rachel Maddows and the Chris Hayes's and the Anderson Coopers, even though they'll all play video back in 2007 and 2008 showing the Hillary Clinton, Obama battle back and forth. You know, you're likable enough, Hillary, and Hillary talking about Obama being tied to Tony Rezgo, the slumlord, and the Muslim allegations. All of those things, yes, were heavy, and they were hot, and they were, you know, just visceral. But you still didn't have a never Obama or a never Hillary. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. But this is different. The Hillary Bernie situation is different. Everything is different in 2016 than it was in 2008. 8 years. 8 years. It's a long time. It really is. To us old people, to us that are in our 40s and 50s, 8 years just goes by like poof. But if you really step back and analyze 8 years and what's transpired in 8 years, whether it's technology or the way the United States has been transformed and what's driving different public opinions and different media trends and so forth and so on. Big change from 2008, 2007. It really is. So you've never had this division with the Democrats. I mean, you would have to go years and 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 years ago. You know, Teddy Kennedy, Carter. But again, you got to go back a long, long time ago. And then even before them two were battling it out. We haven't seen anything like this. We haven't seen anything like this. I mean, the Monica Lewinsky card by a Bernie supporter? Jeez. That's big. I mean, that's big. When Republicans pull that out, Democrats are just beyond appalled. I mean, this violent hulsion. This literally, when Republicans pull the Monica Lewinsky card out, you will see the Van Joneses and the Rachel Maddows and the Chris Matthews and the Daily Beasts and the Huffington Posts and I mean, the list goes on, and you will just see this violent disgust. This violent, like when you've been drinking all night, and then mixing it with like pork rinds and tuna fish and beans, and then you drink some more. And you wind up just violently getting sick, where you're throwing up and you pop all the blood vessels in your face because you're throwing up so much, and you have all those red dots all over. Democrats feel that's how the Rachel Maddows feel when Republicans bring up Monica Lewinsky, and here you have Bernie Sanders people pulling the Monica Lewinsky card out. Oh, man, that's like when Rosario Dawson did that, you literally collectively could hear the liberal, just them, the entire, everybody in the media, Everybody just collectively go, "Rah!" They're throwing up in their mouths. We stand with Monica Lewinsky and bullying. But they just went, "Rah! Rah! Rah!" They're just, what? You know, Hillary was like, "Oh, what, the Republicans are at it again." No, Madam Secretary. It was Bernie. Rosario Dawson. What? You know, Hillary was on the phone with Clooney and a bunch of the other Hollywood elites. You know, she was on the phone and she was like, "Listen, I do not. I'm telling you, I do not want Rosario Dawson to ever get another acting gig. Ever. Like, ever. And Clooney went, "All right, no problem." Hung up. That's it. Rosario Dawson is never, ever going to work in Hollywood again. It's over for her. Look at Monica Lewinsky for nothing, guys. But think about this. Unless the Clintons gave her millions to shut up and go away. And I know some of you are going to say, "Well, she didn't really shut up and go away." Exactly. That's why I don't think the Clintons paid her millions. I think the Clintons just put the word out to do not, under any circumstances, give her any attention, any public, anything. And any of the media attention she does get are from people that are like the rogues. Think about where we are as far as media and television programming. I mean, think about it. Just think about it for a second. There has to be some powers at work in the media world that have put the brakes on anything to do with Monica Lewinsky. If you had somebody that was engaged and not just a one and done situation with a sitting president, okay? If you had, we're talking reality shows, what we're talking TV show. I mean, we are talking about somebody. Kim Kardashian and that whole retard family are who they are because Kim Kardashian had sex on tape with a guy by the name of Ray J, who happened to be popular in the rap world at that specific time. That tape parlayed Kim Kardashian and the rest of her retarded family to a multi-million-dollar business. And the list goes on and on and on from there. The list goes on and on. I mean, there's people that have done Dancing with the Stars. Okay, there's people who have done Dancing with the Stars, low-level quasi-celebrities that do Dancing with the Stars, and because they're entertaining, go on to become this uber-popular, over-the-top, rich, multi-million-dollar entertainer. You have lame, and when I say lame, lame former political nominees, I guess. I mean, rather they run for president, rather they run for Congress, rather they run for bug catcher. All of a sudden, they're on TV shows, they're on Fox, they got a morning program. I mean, just think about all of the low-level nobodies that have gone on to have these huge careers. Huge careers. I mean, Jesus H. Meghan McCain, John McCain's goofy daughter. He's got a national radio program, for heaven's sake. And she's just the daughter of a senator and a failed presidential run to a guy who lost to Obama. So you add all that up, and then you think that Monica Lewinsky has had zero, absolutely nothing. Nothing. And anytime she tried to start something, it was just crushed. Bags crushed. Any type of media exposure, crushed. Just halted. Just crushed. That, my friends, is the Clinton and the liberal machine control the media. Liberals control the media. Rather it's movies, rather it's television, rather it's print, rather it's internet, they control the media. End of story. End of story. I mean, just look at Jorge Ramos. Jorge Ramos. What Jorge Ramos? He's the most famous, the most famous Mexican reporter. Most famous. He is. I mean, when he got thrown out of the Donald Trump press conference, it was like Walter Cronkite just got raped. Seriously. And his daughter works for Hillary Clinton. You got Andrew Cuomo, who's the governor of New York, and his brother is Chris Cuomo on CNN. I mean, the guy is a fixture on CNN. Chelsea Clinton had a basically no-show mob job because when you're part of the mob, you get no-show jobs. You know, you get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars and on the books at a construction site or at a restaurant, but you don't show up. You don't work. So it's a no-show job. And Chelsea Clinton, because of her mom, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, president, she worked for MSNBC and made $500,000. And I think all in all, she did one, like, special, like one interview thing where she went and interviewed someone and stuck a microphone in their face. So, just to bring it back into perspective on the Bernie Sanders, Monica Lewinsky, Rosario Dawson. She's not going to get a job ever again. Democrats have officially put out the kill. Rosario Dawson will never ever. Ever, ever. Remember, this is somebody that was like in Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino movies. The film Sin City. I even think she was on cover with Jessica Alba. So it's not like Rosario Dawson was a D-list. She wasn't Kathy Griffin. She wasn't a D-list celebrity. She wasn't Angelina Jolie. But she's definitely somebody that could get parts in TV shows and movies that weren't shot on an iPhone. But not anymore. As soon as she uttered the bullying word and put it in the context of standing with Monica Lewinsky and then wrapped it in the Bernie Sanders campaign and said Hillary Clinton is doing to us what she did to Monica Lewinsky, bullied her, intimidated her, called her a cuckoo, called her crazy, ostracized her, silenced her, abused her. And we have to stand up against that. Wow. That was a death sentence for Rosario Dawson.